Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, episode 57 already. And as promised, this episode you'll be treated to a really superb looking and great functioning application, but more on that later. But first I'm going to hop over at the last episode, where I was discussing a lot of trouble I had with finding good applications that would do the trick for me and would allow me to actually review them. And one of them was Ringer, which I didn't review because I wasn't completely happy with the way the application worked. I had some features that were missing, and I had a very nice and entertaining chat with the developer of Ringer, John Steinmetz, and he said, okay, well, one of the features you were mentioning, which was zooming, that is very, very high on my priority list, so he is working on that for the moment, so that will be arriving in Ringer later on. Another thing I mentioned that was that I had a little problem with a certain movie file I threw in there. Apparently that was because I picked a movie file that didn't had an audio track in it. So the application gave me an error, which is good. In fact, he does pick up those errors, but it was a default Apple error, something that the system, the operating system, gives back to the application. So perhaps he will be changing that also and give his own custom error messages so that you know what the problem is. One of the other things he said is that, for instance, the waveform for this moment is 25 pixels per second. So he chose that as a sort of compromise, but as mentioned before, he will be working on a zoom feature. And this is something that is really correct. He answers me and says everyone has their favorite features, and that's okay. It's important to remember that, because what may be important for one person might not be that important for another. And he did add some features to keep it ruthlessly simple. That's his words, quote, ruthlessly simple. And that's true. It really is very handy to use. So thanks again, John, for having this conversation with us. And I really enjoy it when I get some feedback actually from the developer himself. So that was a little bit on Ringer. Now, on to this week's app. I'm not sure how I found out about it, but somehow I bumped into Vinoteca. Now, for those of you who are familiar with Delicious Library, this is Delicious Library, but for wine. And it is, again, a stunning application. It looks great. The eye for detail in creating the application and the look and the feel and the usability of this application is enormous. I'm not that big of a wine connoisseur. That means I drink wine, of course, let's say 2 bottles per week, something like that. Not the very high expensive bottles also. But still, I really dig this application and I really use it to see which wines I found really great and to keep track of the wines I have and stuff like that. But more on that later on. First, let's talk a bit about the use of this application. Before I go into it, I mustn't forget to mention that this application is brought to you by the people of Vinoteca. Again, you know my policy. I'm very honest when I review applications, even if the person or the company themselves support me by sponsoring an episode. They just do this because they like the fact that this podcast is out there. It's not to bribe me to give the application a good review, because again, I only review applications I really, really like. So in a way, they already are good. You know? Anyway, if you want to find out more about it, just download the demo right now. Pause your podcast, download the demo, and follow along, because it really is a superb app and you'll love it. You can find out more about this application at vinotecasoft.com, and you'll find all the info on how to get the demo and to buy an application, for instance. By the way, single user license for this thing, €29.90. So that's US dollars, $34. If you want a family pack, $79, something like that, $79.90. And a business pack, which is 5 licenses, is $129.90. again, for a single user, for example, it really is a very good price. It's a very low price for the features and the possibilities that you have with this application. It really is great. Do keep listening to this episode, because at the end I'll be mentioning a little contest where you can win one of three licenses that I have to give away of Vinoteca. Okay, on to the review. First time, if you open up a Vinoteca, you have an option to have it filled up with reference wines that they put in there, so kind of like a demo feature. But in fact, the use and the system of Vinoteca is a lot like Delicious Library, meaning on the left, or even iTunes, for example. That means on the left, you have a kind of browser column where you will find your library, which contains wine references. That means, okay, I know about this wine. Doesn't mean that it has to be in your cellar or that you have to have a bottle. No, those are the references of wine that you know, that you have tasted, or that you want to have in your library. Just under that, you have the tastings, and that is again not the fact that you would have that bottle of wine in your cellar. No, it just means that you had a taste of that wine. For instance, you go to a couple of friends, you have a really good wine there, you jot down the information about that wine, and when you come home, you just put it in Vinoteca under tastings, because again, that's a wine that you tasted. One small message, they are working on a iPod and iPhone version. Yes, Vinoteca Touch is coming soon. Haven't told me when. I'm going to try and get some information out of them on that one. If I do, I'll be sure to let you know. But just imagine how cool that would be. You go to a friend, you have a really good wine, and you can input it directly as a tasting in your Vinoteca Touch application. You come home, sync it up, and it's in your Vinoteca. All very interesting for the future. So, references, tastings, and then you have food pairings. And again, this is superb. You have a whole list of different kinds of food which you can organize by type, for example, cheeses, fish and seafood, meat, and then you can see the wine pairing, which wine would go great with that piece of food that you have. And you can see the wine pairings that you have, you can see your references that would match those food tastings. So you could go and say, okay, what is good with a, for instance, crème brûlée? Okay, you have apparently a Muscat de Saint-Jean de Minervois, a Muscat de Rivesaltes, Jurasson, you name it. You have the wines that go good with that food tasting. And of course, sometimes you will find that on the label of your wine, this wine is very good with this and this. And you can input it here with food pairing. Again, very good. Has a search box and all, everything. And the looks are amazing. Underneath that, so that was the library. Underneath that, you have your groups where you have, for example, a lost import, or you can make your own reference group if you want and give it a name and put wine in there from your library. So really cool to have that. It's a bit, again, like the iTunes feature on the left side. You can make groups here. Underneath of that, you have cellars, and this is really cool. Now, I don't have a wine cellar. I have a little rack, a wooden rack that is in our cold storage, and we just put the wines in there. But that doesn't really matter, because in your wine cellar, you can add racks or even cellars. Don't know who would have multiple cellars. If you do, you're a very wealthy Mac user. Anyway, if you have, you can create more cellars, and in each cellar you can create, if you want, racks. And this again shows the amount of detail they put in this. You can give your rack a name, and then you can choose the shape of your rack. A metal rack, wooden rack, a classic wooden rack, a lighthouse wooden rack, and a rack classic square. I just used the wood rack, which goes the best with the little IKEA rack I have in the gold cellar. You can put in the number of rows, columns, and you give it a little note, and your rack is ready to put wine in. So you can actually mimic your real wine rack in this application. So that means if you say, okay, where was my Châteauneuf du Pape? Okay, first rack, third bottle of second row, then you go to your wine rack, Second row, third bottle, there is your Châteauneuf du Pape. So you can actually mimic your wine rack, and you can also see the bottles that went in and out and stuff like that here. So that was left column, and that really is a handy feature. Now, how would you use this application? Again, there are tons of ways to use it, but let's just go by a default way that I'm using it right now, for instance. First, I will have a good bottle of wine and I will put it into Vinoteca. I just go under references, for instance. I take, okay, new. And then I get this new bottle of wine visually. I actually see the bottle and I can see more details. So if I go to view, I can see if I want to see only shelves with the wine bottles. I want to see the shelves with the slates, and the slates tell me how much tastings and how much bottles I actually have of that wine and how much times I actually drank that wine. So stuff like that are on the little chalk slates, again, visually stunning. Just look it up or check the iTunes artwork window. Okay, I have a wine added, a reference added, and now I can start filling in tons and tons of information about this wine. For instance, I give it a reference name, I can give in the vintage, additional info, I can give it an evaluation with stars, I can put in the producer, the appellation, country, region, area, classifications, categories, subcategories, varietals, alcohol percentage, serving temperatures, decanting time, the price list, price value, the drink from, drink to, and apogee from, and apogee to, the years where the wine would be best to drink, and stuff like that, the color of the wine, is it red wine, rosé, yellow, gold, blonde, gold, you name it, all the different colors you can put it in here. The format, what type of bottle was it? For most of the time, for instance, that would be 75 centiliters that you can put in that also here. And then this is really cool. You can put in the seal type, for instance, okay, it was a glass cork, it was a twist top, it was a cork, name it, and you have the seal type, and you could can put in food recommendations from this and your comments. So tons and tons of information, but what if you don't have all that information available? No problem. For instance, if you right click the wine bottle, you can add a bottle, add a tasting note, or search details or image label of that bottle. So you just hit search for details. You get a little pop-down menu where it says, okay, what do you want to search? Do you want to search for the image label online, or do you want to search details? If you hit search details, browser will open up and you get all kinds of details about that wine. If you say, no, I want to go and search for the label, no problem there. Again, same principle. It will open up Google, put in the search information, and go and search for that label. Now, one disclaimer, and I also mentioned that to the developer. So tip to the developer, the cheaper bottles, well, cheap bottle, let's say 6 to 10 euros, you don't often find the labels of those bottles. So what do? I open up Photo Booth, take a picture of the actual bottle that I have, if I don't find the label, and then tweak it a bit in Photoshop so that the curvature of the label goes out and that I have a nice straight label. And I drop that on the label area where you have the little label area where you can drop it on. And then, amazing, the 3D image of that wine bottle on your shelf will have the actual true label. And you can even tweak that bottle more, because at the bottom of that window, you can choose which shape the wine bottle have. And you can choose between, I think it's more than 40 or 30 different shapes organized by Bordeaux, Rhone shape, Malbec, or even, I see here for the yellow wines, you even have more, you even have miscellaneous shapes. So you can give in the shape of the bottle and you can choose, okay, it has a dark red cap, a gold cap, a green cap, a light blue cap, so that the 3D image is actually an exact replica of that wine bottle. It actually looks exactly the same. So really, really cool. So really nicely done. But again, to come back to my developer tip, it would be smashing if I could just open up a little window from within Vinoteca itself that would do a little capture via my eyesight of the wine bottle that I have in hand, and that it would do that decurvature of the label itself. So that would be really great. The way I see it is, okay, open up that little window, take the picture, put the corners on the corners of the label, and then it would do an auto decurvature and then would put that label exactly on the right spot. So that would be really handy. I mentioned that to the developer. They found it really interesting. So perhaps it will arrive in a later version. You can also, in this window, tag your wines. You can create your own custom colored tags, and that's like the little label that will be hanging also on the 3D image of that wine. You can also add tastings for those wines, search for those wines, email those wines, print out those reference cards. You can scale the 3D representations also. So again, it really has a lot of features of Delicious Library. It's actually the Delicious Library time period for the moment, because a lot of developers are spending that much attention on their application, and so have the people of Vinoteca. If you don't want to put in your wines all yourself and put all in all that data, if you are a subscriber of Cellar Tracker, which is apparently an online wine tracking service, you can import your stuff from there also, if you want. You can also, of course, export your wines to formats which is a Vino XML collection. I don't know if that's a standard. Haven't never heard of the fact that there is an XML wine standard, but if there is, really good on them. So again, really smashing. One thing I forgot on the right side, where you can put in all that wine information, you also have a history about those bottles. So you can see, when have you drank those bottles? Have you had tastings of those bottles? When did you remove, for instance, a bottle? Because you never know when you want to remove or give it away to someone, or when have you stored that bottle, stuff like that. You see that in a little history tab, which you can hide on that right button. So that was references. As for the tastings, in tastings, you can just add a new tasting. Again, that doesn't mean that you have the bottle in possession. It just means that you tasted the bottle somewhere. You can give in the date, the context, meaning where, at which event did you have a tasting of that wine? What's your rating? Who were the tasters? Who were the other people who tasted that wine? And your comments. So you can add that also in a very handy user interface. And then the food pairing. Well, that comes again together with the food pairings that you would put in with your wines. And you have all your food here, and you can see the paired bottles. As for those wine cellars, once when you have a reference, you can say, okay, if you right-click the bottle, I want to add a bottle, meaning I know this bottle, I have a reference of it, but I don't have one in possession. I go to the store, I buy one. Okay, I now have, say, 6 bottles of this wine. So you do add bottle. You can give in the little pop-down window, you can give in the quantity. For instance, okay, I purchased 6 bottles. You can also choose, okay, what was the price? Was it a gift? What was the market? Was it a discount? Was it an auction? How much did you pay per bottle? The date that you purchased that wine. You can choose immediately in which cellar you want to put that wine and what the status is. For instance, is it drinkable, unspecified, or should I keep it in the cellar a little bit more? And you can add a little note, and then you just hit OK, and you see that in your wine cellar you will have 6 new bottles. We also have a little inspector window where you can pop up and you will see all your bottles and the information on your bottles. You can sort them by all the bottles who came in, the bottles who went out, so the bottles you took out or drank, the bottles who aren't stored yet, or the bottles who are stored or drunk or removed, stuff like that. Now, that stored, what is that about? Well, again, if you go to your racks, you will see that you have 6 bottles standing there at the bottom on the ground, and you have to put them actually in your rack. So here you can go, okay, I put that bottle there, I do put that bottle there. So you can drag in the bottles if you like, you can filter at that moment, you can drag in multiple bottles and it will organize them automatically, and then you can go and see all the bottles where they are stored in your rack. So very handy. If you want then For example, to drink one of those bottles, you select one, you go on the bottom left side and you click drink. And that's all you have to do, okay? The thing you can do is consumption date. You fill in the date, which is put to the date of that day itself. And you just click continue. And then you hear this little sound of the cork coming out, and which is a nice touch, I might say. And then that means you drank that bottle and all the stats will be changed. Talking about stats, if you hit your wine cellar on the left column, you can call up all kinds of different stats about your cellar. For instance, the status, and the graphics are really nice. It's like the, how should I put it, the graphics, the graphs you have in Apple's numbers, for instance, and you can see what are the status, stored, not stored, removed, drunk, and you can see it in really nice color schemes, the vintages, 2007, 2008, not available, stuff like that, categories, red wine, white wines, how many do you have, the countries, you also have that, and purchased and consumption information. So those are the stats. Again, it's a really beautiful application. The options are enormous, but still very user-friendly. If you know your way around iTunes or Delicious Library, then this won't be any trouble at all. Do check it out. It really is a superb app. I think that I'd put this together with Delicious Library on the same level of detail and usability. It really is terrific. Okay, so before you go and buy it, download the demo, but also check out this contest. It's not much you have to do. Just go and download the demo. Take a screenshot of a couple of wines that you have in there. Send that screenshot to contest@neatlittlemacapps.com, and I'll have my beloved daughter, my very innocent beloved daughter, pick out one of the contest winners, and three people can win a serial number for Vinoteca, a free serial number. So do send in those screenshots. All you have to do, download the demo, take a screenshot, send that over to contest@neatlittlemacapps.com. So that's it for this episode. Again, thanks for the sponsor for supporting this show. You can find out more about them at vinotecasoft.com. Do keep an eye out on their website. They have some cool screencasts, but they'll also be releasing the Vinoteca Touch application, and you'll find out more about that on their site. Of course, Vinoteca at vinotecasoft.com. Thanks for listening, and let's close the MacBook lid on this one. Bye! Music for the show is provided by the BC Surfers. Track name is Julu Beats, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com.
This show is a proud member of
the techpodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.